Whether it's borrowed from a library or not, a lot more people are reading books on tablets and other e-readers, and that's cutting into a favorite pastime of New Yorkers, sneaking a peek at what your neighbor on the subway or the bus or in the park is reading. For snoops everywhere, the e-reader is a nemesis. What the heck are people reading on their iPads, Nooks, and Kindles? We sent reporter Tracy Samuelson to see what she could find out.
Looking for ebook readers in this city is like shooting fish in a barrel. Just head to Union Square at lunchtime or ride the subway a few stops and...
So can I ask you what you're reading?
50 Shades of Grey.
I'm reading from Max Weber. It's a sociological book.
It's called The Radetzky March by Joseph Roth. I just started Sense and Sensibility. Never really dug into Jane Austen before.
Okay, so that's one very racy romance novel, an academic text, a pretty recent novel, and a classic. Quite a range. Some folks I talked to said they use their e-reader just for work, others just for pleasure reading. And Chris Robinson, our budding Jane Austen enthusiast, he does most of his reading on his Barnes & Noble Nook, except for art books and poetry.
Just because it's hard to get in an e-book format, for one, and also because it's just nicer to have it on a page, sort of away from any sort of distraction. Just with the white space of the page there.
It turns out, when people invest in one of these devices, they don't suddenly do all their reading electronically.
What we found is that there are actually very few people who exclusively buy e-books.
Michael Norris is an analyst at Simba Information and a fellow snoop.
Whenever I'm, you know, out in public somewhere, I always like to look at what people are reading.
Norris says certain kinds of fiction, like mystery, fantasy, and thrillers, do really well on e-readers. And then there's romance.
Romance titles tend to be very short, they tend to be very quick reads, and they're often consumed by women who read one book right after the other, right after the other.
Downloading is more practical if you want to read, say, the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy back to back without wandering eyes knowing that you're reading erotica. Chris Robinson's reading is much more PG, though thanks to the privacy of his e-reader, he has picked up some reading he never did in paperback.
My friend had some really cheesy chick lit books that were like so juicy. And so when my mind is just crazy and I just need something to sort of stretch out in, I'll just pull that up and read through and see who her husband's cheating on her with now and who she's going to kill next. And it's great.
Here's a guy in an Argyle sweater vest and tortoiseshell glasses who works in publishing and reads poetry. But with his Nook, his secret is frustratingly safe from prying eyes. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.